You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Astrology and Psychic Readings with Lady D. I'm your host, Lady D. I hope you've all had a great week. So this week with the astrology, we do have, it has always been a big week, and this is a big week too. We do have an alignment that is very rare, that hasn't happened in I don't know when it's happened last, to be honest with you, but it has been, it is a very rare alignment. So we do have, I'll go through all the aspects and then I'll go through the big alignment that is coming up on the 19th. So on the 18th, so which is tomorrow, we've got Uranus is going to be in trine to Pluto. So that's going to be unexpected change. Because it is in a trine, they should be working together and flowing together. So it should be more of a positive. But with Uranus, you never know what you're going to get, because that's a planet of unexpected surprises. And then we've got the alignment that I'll talk about in a moment on the 19th. And then on the 20th, we've got Mars. It's going to be in sextile to Saturn. That is going to be give you strength with any problems that are going to come up and that you have to sort of face. And you're going to be quite resilient to work out how to get out of those problems, even though we are in a Mercury retrograde still. On the also on the 20th, the same day, we've got Jupiter in trine to Neptune. That is going to be sort of luck with, I feel like it's like luck with delusion. So luck seeing through if people are trying to lie to you or trying to manipulate you. It's like there's a luck with that. So you can sort of see through that misdeception there. Also, so the 21st, we've got an opposition with Jupiter and Pluto. So this is when they are opposing each other in the chart. So this is also can be about a big change. And it also is it can be positive because it's Jupiter, which is more of a luck. And then Pluto is a planet of destruction, rebuilding. And then also on that same day, we've got Jupiter in sextile to Uranus. So that all these planets, outer planets, are sort of making angles with each other, which is mainly what the 19th is all about. We do have, so we'll have Pluto, Uranus, Jupiter, and Neptune, all at 4 degrees in the sun that they're in. So it is fire, they're in fire and air signs. So this will be about definitely about people, about communities, where we are. I don't know exactly what's going to happen with this energy. It is something new. It is like a new beginning. The aspects is like a sort of a cradling aspect, and they're all angling with each other. I do feel like it is going to be like I would say new earth, or it is a there'll be something new about the collective and where we're going. It will be a major transit. It will. These effects will last more than the 19th. This is when the alignment is starting on the 19th. So it will be very interesting to go. I do feel like it's going to be a change in how we do things. It is all because whenever there's Uranus there, it's you don't know what you're going to get. It's very unpredictable. So, and all the other planets work very differently. They're all different energies. So it is going to be a very interesting to see what comes out of it, what happens over the next month with alignment as well. I do think that it could be advances in technology and AI. And I just feel like society and the way we do things is going to change in a big way with this. And I do think things will happen quite fast and how the changes happen as well. So let's go to the caller now. So we've got Dilek, so in there in
yeah.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm good. And how can I help you today?
I actually would like to get a reading the 6 months ahead of me. I specifically was wondering if there was any chance of me coming together with my soulmate.
What was that? Sorry, you any chance of getting with your? Was that roommate? Did you say roommate or soulmate?
No, soulmate.
Oh, of getting with your soulmate. So okay, but I don't feel like you're with them at the moment, though. So are you?
I was just wondering. What were you saying?
So are you in a relationship now?
I am, but I'm about to break up.
Okay. I don't feel a soulmate around you at the moment. So I feel like that if I'm looking at a soulmate energy, I don't feel like they're with you or they're around you at the moment. I feel like that you will meet them at the time frame thing, but I don't feel like it's right now. I do feel like, though, with this the breakup you're going through, I do feel like that you're tempted, mm-hmm. or you feel like there's something better over the, like, it's the grass, it's like it's the grass greener on the other side. So that's the thing about that saying. But I feel like I want to say tread lightly with this. Like, I do feel like you're sort of over the relationship that you're in, or you're sort of bored with it, and I feel like that the person that you're with is like they don't like they've got tunnel vision. They're not seeing everything, or they're not seeing the full picture. And I feel like they're maybe not even listening or seeing the signs. But I don't know. I feel like tread lightly in this situation. I feel like that the other person that I see around you, they may not be as what all that they have seen. I feel like that they like the chase, so that they like the run. I do see, like, it is very, like, the connection is there. It's, like, very fast, or it's a very heated connection that I was going to say. But I feel like that's, like, the candle can burn out, can fizzle out quickly. I don't feel this is longer-lasting connection with this other person around. But I feel like you feel like you need to try it, or you need to see where it's going to go. I do feel like that.
Yeah, so it's not going anywhere. That's the problem. That's why. And I am personally thinking to break up with him. So yeah,
But I feel like that there's someone else that you're tempted to go with. I feel like there's someone else around you.
No, not the somebody else. No. There is nobody else. There is just. I am wondering. Like, I really want the one that, like, the soulmate. So that's why I was wondering if there was any soulmate.
Because the soulmate, look, right, yeah, now, we all have, like, a soulmate. We all want to be our soulmate, and I understand that, but I'm not seeing a soulmate energy around you at the moment. So even the person that you're with, I don't feel is a soulmate, okay? And I do feel like, the relationship is going to come in fast for you, and I do feel like it's going to come in quite quickly, within the next months or two months, I do feel like that there's something up there, or there's someone around you who really likes you, and that connection is, I feel like it's a very fast connection, but I see the energy fizzling out. And with the one that you're in, I feel like he's not aware of how you feel. I feel like you're maybe screaming very loudly to him, or you're trying to tell him, but he's got blinders on. He's very tunnel vision, the one that you're with. And I do feel like there was an unbalance and unevenness there, but this is a timing thing. We've got a soul contract here. Everyone has a soul contract, and things happen when they're meant to happen. We can't force things to happen if they're not ready to happen. I just don't see a soulmate energy around you at the moment. That's not saying you're not going to meet them. I do feel like you'll meet them, but it's a timing. This is a timing thing of when the right time is, of when your higher self has agreed to the contract, or when you're meant to meet this person. I don't feel like it's now. I feel like that I don't feel like you're going to be single for long, though, when you do break up with this other person. That's the thing. I feel like with where you are now, I don't feel like it can go. I feel like money's maybe an issue too. Maybe that's why that things aren't progressing in the way that you want. I feel like that he's following the path, there's a thing of money with this other person. But I feel like for you, you do what's right for you. But I keep on getting you're not single for long. That's the thing. So I do feel like there'll be someone else coming along, but I don't feel there is soulmate energy either for you. But I feel like that there'll be a lot of passion there, and there'll be a fast connection. Going to be quite, things are moving quite fast with that. So I do see that with you.
I have no intentions of like being with somebody else other than my soulmate, honestly. That's another thing. And how about my next coming 6 months again in general for like work and all that stuff?
Look, I do see you very smiling, you're very happy, and I feel like with your work, I do feel like that I just see things going on. I was thinking about online with you. I just see you sort of sitting at home, a computer online. I do feel like there are going to be changes, but I feel like you can get quite impatient, and that you do think, like, it's like you do want things now, but things are, it's like they're going to wait. I feel like that you're a step close to where you want to be at the end of the year. I feel like that the promotion, I feel like you maybe want a promotion, but I feel like maybe again it's not quite yet. But you're very determined and you're wanting to make things happen. I feel like you're getting impatient, but things are moving. Things aren't moving at the rate that you want them to move. But in saying that, I do feel like when I look for a year now, I do feel like that you are in a better place than what you are now, and that there has been movement in a positive way. But it's side, and I do feel like that there's a working from a home arrangement coming up for you too. So I do see that as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
That's okay. It's all right. So thank you for calling in today. So if you want to contact me, if you want to contact me, you can. My website is Lady D Psychic Parties. My Facebook page is also Lady D Psychic Parties. My Instagram is Lady DS Psychic. And my YouTube and TikTok is Lady D Psychic. So thank you, and I'll see you next week. So bye for now.